Geek Radio Daily. It's all the geek without the weight. See? I remembered this time.
Okay, go
for
ahead.
For Thursday, October 22nd, 2009. Damn, that's the meter is off on that.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome.
We're talking meter and sound and
you
stuff
know,
like that.
It's important that we do what we can. We're very talented, highly qualified folks. That being you, that there, the Bruce.
I'll tell you who took those lunches. That damn Sasquatch.
Should be been out there again.
It's better than Yogi Bear.
Sorry, Yogi. Yeah, okay. And trying to deal with it. It's weekend eve, and I'm happy I'm Billy Flynn.
Isn't it a little early for you to be hopped up?
Well, that's a rhetorical question.
Well, you do have your big old can of a coffee there, that big old canister thing.
You got to do what you can. Welcome. Thursday is a patio book day. Of course, what else is it? Geek news. That likes to come up every now and again. And, of course, it was this day, October 22nd, 4004 B.C. The world was created. There you go.
And they have it to this day.
According to Archbishop James Usher of Armagh, from 1581 to 1656 is when he lived. And I don't know if he took daylight saving time into account.
Oh, yeah, leap years.
Oh, God, yes.
I got to throw that in. Is that all you have for this date in history?
Sorry, I forgot. You don't do that part.
I don't do that part,
You really should do that. It's fun. This date in October 22nd in 1844, the world was supposed to have ended, according to religious leader William Miller. And can you prove that it didn't?
Wait a minute, hang on. Yeah, I'm here.
No, see, it doesn't work that way. 1897, the first car dealer opened in London, England. 1907, Ringling Brothers bought out Barnum and Bailey, the rival circus there. And it was...
Classic takeover.
Yeah.
Clowns were involved.
Shame on you. And in 1976, red dye number 4 was banned by the United States Food and Drug Administration, which took red M&Ms off the market for years.
And they had to use red dye number 5.
Unfortunately, they did. So birthday, sir. Jonathan Lipnicki is 19 years old. Remember him?
Yeah.
The kid from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, the little cute kid.
He was in Little Vampire.
Stuart Little as well.
Yes, he was. Wow. Crazy kid.
Amazingly enough. Zach Hansen, one of the Hansen boys,
is
23 years old.
They grow so old so fast.
Yeah.
Jay Johnston's 41, hosted Mr. Show with Bob and David, wrote for Saturday Night Live.
Hey, what would Brian Boitano do? He'd have a birthday today. He's 45 years old.
Bob Odenkirk is 47, an actor. You might know him from Mr. Show with Bob and David. Wow. That's really weird.
I wonder if they planned that.
I'm not sure.
Jeff Goldblum from, The Big Chill, Jurassic Park.
It's today's birthday. Yeah. With that.
He's 56.
Okay. Wow, I've got him as 57.
Yeah, he is 57.
Okay.
Sorry.
Annette Funicello is 67, Walt Disney's most popular Mouseketeer.
Yeah. Remember when the letters used to turn? That was puberty for everybody.
Nice. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Christopher Lloyd.
You know him as a Doc Brown. I know him as Reverend Jim.
I know him as a Klingon from Star Trek 3.
Well, there you go.
He's 71.
It was the birthday of the great Timothy Leary, 1920. The man was interesting to listen to, if nothing else.
Yeah.
And, you got one?
Oh, I got one.
Who you got?
Curly Howard.
That's who I got.
There you go. 1903 was his birthday, and yeah, Curly Howard, you are missed, sir.
Curly Joe Besser could not hold a candle.
Could not hold his shock strap. It was horrible.
Damn, sir.
Yes, said that.
So, TV tonight, Survivor Samoa is new, but it's a rerun of CSI and The Mentalist, so why bother?
ABC, you have one of our new favorite new shows, Flash Forward.
Yes.
We're followed by Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice.
Yeah, Crying Doctors. NBC's got a Community, Etiquette of Girl Talk. What we'll be learning. Parks and Rec, The Office, 30 Rock, all new on NBC.
On the CW, you had The Vampire Diaries and Supernatural.
But they're reruns already.
Well, they started earlier, too.
That's true. Fox has baseball that I don't care about. AMC, American Movie Classics, has The Perfect Storm, which was an interesting movie.
It's very interesting.
It's very moving.
Sci-Fi Channel, you have Saw 3.
Oh, it is, this Friday, Saw 6, we got to go for Josh. We got to go for Josh.
All right.
Family Channel, Adam's Family.
Yes.
The movie. Such a good job.
Done. Okay. TBS, you have Mission Possible 3, brought to you by the Hansel Foundation.
All right, I see what you did
there. There you go.
FMC is showing Project X. This is the Matthew Broderick monkey movie. We're the monkey test pilot movie.
Oh, yeah.
And you think you know where it's going, then all of a sudden, they break your heart into little tiny pieces.
Comedy Central today has the premiere of the Jeff Dunham Show. He's the ventriloquist.
Right.
Yeah, with Peanut and Ahmed and...
Yeah, but he's no Wayland Flowers and Madam.
No, he's not. That's for thank God.
Damn sure. Turner Classic Movies, Gold Diggers of 1933. This is a fun, fun movie.
Oh, the original. Yeah, yeah. Not Sigourney Weaver. Yeah.
No, no. Not Sigourney Weaver.
One of the Disney channels, you have Sky High.
Okay.
You know, I like that movie.
Well, you know what? I'm actually watching the Disney Channel a little later that evening because I'm watching A Boy Who Has Fantastic Adventures when he encounters two ghosts. It's Sterling Bowman and Ali Lohan in Mostly Ghostly.
Got nothing.
Well, no, there's nothing there.
Nothing there. It's a drone joke.
We have no email whatsoever today. I do not know why this is.
But, I don't know.
But you know what? That's all right. That's all right. The world, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Yes, it does. It's tiny, the whimy, wibbly, bobbly. No,
exactly.
Else. Yeah, something else.
So should you have something to say, well, then by all means, we'll be here
ready Friday, tomorrow.
Ready to listen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. And all you got to do is send us a note to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinsters. We're all located at geekradiodaily.com. So, Thursday we'll check some new patio books and take a look at Geek News. Really? No mail? Geek News coming up. This Thursday, October 22nd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Spanning the globe for the latest in news and happenings, welcome to the world of tomorrow, today. Dateline, April 6th, 1943.
The bank is on fire!
The bank is on fire! It seems that Dr. Zhu's minions have struck again. This time, their target was the First Bank of Sapphire, disrupting this once perfect day in the city of tomorrow today. But out of nowhere, our great city's defender of justice appears.
Hey, who's there?
Hey, is there somebody up on the rooftop? Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, it can be.
Rick, get the boss.
Dr. Zhu's men do not seem to be prepared for the presence of Sapphire City's ever-vigilant guardian, Mr. Adventure, while they made the early morning withdrawal. What is this? Mr. Adventure is about to make quick work of Dr. Zhu's men once again. Oh, now. Are we about to witness the demise of one of Sapphire City's youngest?
Hey, help me, guys. Shoot over here.
Those brutes are breaking the foundation of that statue by that child. Surely that child will be crushed. Do you want to find out what happens next? Tune in to the amazing Pulp Adventures radio show at pulpadventures.net to see if Mr. Adventure is able to save that young boy and Sapphire City, the city of tomorrow, today. The Amazing Pulp Adventures radio show. Old time radio, new time tech.
Hello there, boys and girls. This is Robert Llewellyn. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily. How absolutely extraordinary. You must all be so clever.
I think we cut him off.
I think we cut him off.
I hope he's okay. Robert, buddy.
Call us.
Let a brother know how you're doing. Hey, it's Geek Radio Daily for the oddly going Thursday, October 22nd, 2009. Mm-hmm. There are no more rhymes. None of that.
Time.
There you go. Yeah. That's the only word you had to rhyme with it?
Well, I wasn't prepared. I didn't know you were coming to
Did
me.
Did you just say prepared?
I wasn't prepared.
Oh, you say prepared. Okay.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
You know, if you'd like yourself some free audio fiction, these trying times, trying to stretch that economy dollar of yours, audiobooks.com. They can make that happen for you.
Yes, they can.
They got new stuff this week, such as, sir, good friend of the show.
Very good friend of the show. For those of you who couldn't get enough of the Seventh Son universe, J.C. Hutchins has a nice little surprise for you. Seventh Son, 7 Days, is now complete and it's on the site. 7 Days is an audio prequel an anthology set 2 weeks before Descent, the extraordinary events that took 7 seemingly unrelated men and changed their everyday lives. Let's see. The everyday adventures are far from normal, ordinary. Each of the 7 stories stars one of the unique clones of John Michael Smith.
Oh, okay.
The criminal witness profiler. Yeah, Dr. Mike is on a hunt to stop a serial killer. The blue-collar musician John is realizing a lifelong dream. Ride shotgun with the Marine captain Michael as he's on a dangerous black op mission in the Middle East. And behold the worldwide influence of the deranged computer hacker Kilroy 2.0 and more. Let's see. Seventh Son Everybody loves Seven Son.
Absolutely.
If you listen to it, you
that
love it.
That sounds really cool.
And this is a prequel. 7 days, seven episodes.
Seven characters.
Seven
we know
characters.
Fantastic. Also, Mike Luoma today's got Alibi Jones. Science fiction, excuse me. In the year 2135, Alibi Jones, a mediator for the Solar Alliance, is on the trail of an alien kidnappers. He'll soon discover the dangers thought long dead are still very much alive. It's a standalone sequel of sorts to the Vatican Assassin Trilogy. It takes place 23 years after the events in Vatican Abdicator? I've never been able to say that word. Okay, new readers will have no trouble jumping in, and, you know, it's the first of a trilogy, so you get to meet some old friends. It's a fun little romp through the universe, and you'll like it. And many other things available there for you at Patio Books. Jump on the bandwagon. It's easy, free, and it's fantastically awesome. As soon as you're done listening to today's GRD, just take your fingers over there to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Atari.
Yes, sir?
Atari has a Facebook app.
Okay.
Atari has a Facebook app that lets you put stickers and little thought balloons on your pictures on Facebook.
That could be interesting.
Little retro stickers as well. And it's just silly. And it's fun, and it makes me wonder, Atari... You know why? You're trying to be hip and cool again. What's up with that?
30 years later? I'm sure, why not?
But you know, if you want to put mustaches on your friends...
That is true. Oh, wow.
Then by all means.
We're picturing our profile pictures.
Yes.
We could definitely have captions.
So, yeah, please, I guess go have some fun. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, Nickelodeon announced in a press release yesterday that they have acquired the global rights... I swear I can speak. It's the first day with the new tongue. The global rights to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They've gotten them from Mirage Studios, who's held the rights since 1984. They plan to develop a new CG animated TV series while Paramount Pictures is in development for the 2012 release of a new movie. The animated Turtles new series will be the animated series that's on now, which is jointly produced for K4, for Kids Television Network, blah, blah, blah. They'll still be on television until August 31st of 2010.
And then they're gone.
And then you're going to get new Turtles.
Okay. Closer to what we know and love?
I hope so.
No more of the anime Teen Titans?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's Nickelodeon doing it, so hey.
We'll see what we can do. So hey, you know, you're all green and you're trying to be cool and you want to be a hippie and hug trees and stuff. So what you can do to help lower your carbon footprint, reduce your emissions by 21%.
Ooh.
Get yourself a GPS that does real-time traffic alerts. Apparently, the real-time traffic alert-enabled GPSs, which this thing just reads like it's a commercial for a Garmin, but that's fine, because for the most part, I like them. The time that it saves you in traffic, the time it saves you alone, means less time, less gas, less carbon emissions on the thing. A scientific study has been done about this, and I find that one of those ridiculous things that goes, okay, well then if we know all that, why don't we do other things to clean up the environment? Why are you doing this silly study?
Because somebody paid for that study.
There you go.
So there you go. Well, maybe you can't use them to fight and duel with your nemesis, but you can use a lightsaber to help you and your comrades die from dying on the field of battle.
Okay.
I saw this story. I had to do it. The new Pentagon reports that the U.S. military is using a special issue plasma knife that cuts through flesh with glowing ionized gas.
Okay.
The Special Operations Command recently completed an ongoing and testing of a field study where a wearable low-power plasma knife, which in description sounds like a lightsaber, can be used as a medical device to treat soldiers in the front lines. The device could be used to cauterize wounds so you won't bleed to death while you're waiting for medical assistance. It's like a little blowtorch. Instead of burning gas, it's electrically heated gas.
Okay.
The gas is heated up to a temperature where it becomes a plasma. It's ionized, so you get the stream of glowing gas coming out of it, and it can be used as a knife.
I just have one question.
Yes.
Where's the new Pentagon located?
New Pentagon report.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, there we go. Hey, remember all the fun times we had on Smallville with Pete and everybody?
Yeah.
Remember when Pete went off on his own?
Yeah.
And actor Sam Jones had bigger and better things to get to?
Yeah, right. I'm still waiting for those.
He certainly did. Which is why he was taken into custody by DEA agents who claim that he was a co-conspirator in a series of major drug deals in 2008. What?
Pete, what the hell, man?
Pete, what you doing, son?
According to documents filed in federal court, the DEA claims that he was the Hollywood connection in a plot to illegally purchase and distribute the, oxycodone. He's been charged with conspiracy to possess, intent to distribute. Oh, my God. And if convicted, he faces up to 20 years in federal prison.
Yeah. He's not a big man. He's
no.
in trouble.
You know what? He better have some more of that Meteor Rock flavored gum.
He better.
Sorry, B.
Sorry, man. You're
I hope you didn't do it, man. But
pack of cigarettes for him?
Damn, dude. Geek Radio Daily. Hey, drop by iTunes. Write a review. Subscribe. Just have a good smile, won't you?
Smile.
One time. GRD license under the Creative Commons Attribution is non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Please, if you feel, send us some email to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce of Flintsters, all of us at geekradiodaily.com.
Attention, attention. Although it is only Thursday here, according to the international time zone and current orbital position of the Earth, it is officially Friday at the latitude and longitude of 29 degrees, 16 minutes, and 22 seconds south of the equator. We suggest you get to this location immediately and start partying. We repeat. Technically, it is Friday. Why are you still at work? This has been an early weekend alert.